NASA is continuing a critical test series of the engines that will power future flights to the moon.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
NASA's first major test of the new year was a full-duration hot fire of the redesigned RS-25 engine at NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. Here's David Carver, an electrical test operations engineer at Stennis.
So RS-25 is the space shuttle main engine reworked for SLS. So SLS is NASA's new space launch system. It uses four RS-25 engines. At Stennis, we test the rocket engines. We make sure they perform as designed. We're testing the performance of the engine. We're measuring the thrust. We're making sure that it produces the amount of power that we need it to carry certain payloads. And we're also making sure that these new manufacturing processes, such as 3D printing, work well for these engines.
Data collected from the test series will be used to certify several new engine components, including a nozzle, hydraulic activators, flex ducts, and turbo pumps. With the completion of the 2024 test campaign, all systems are expected to be go for production of 24 new RS-25 engines that will power missions beginning with Artemis V. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.